Hello and welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris, and today we'll be talking about a lot of different things. We haven't done a podcast in too long, but we'll talk about Jason Dominguez, the Martian. He's 20 years old. He just got brought up. How much of a help is he going to be for the Yankees and what to expect from him? We're also going to talk about MVPs for both NL and the AL. We kind of already know he's going to win for the AL, but it's going to be really close for NL, so we're talking about that. But it's going to be really exciting between Ronald Acuña Jr. or Mookie Betts, in my opinion. Postseason watch for the NL. We could talk a little bit about the AL, but it's mostly about the NL because that is the closest. I believe four teams are tied in the third wild card spot. I'm also going to predict who's going to make those wild card spots and why. I'm a big fan of Nolan Schnuel. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his last name, but he's for the Angels, the first baseman that walks a ton. I think he's going to be a good player to watch in the future. Most underrated team right now, I feel like, is the Twins. Their roster actually is not too bad, and they're actually having a pretty good record for how bad of a division they are, and they're in first place. And then last but not least, which I've got stat and standing leaders, like we always do. Well, first of all, I think what we should talk about is Jason Dominguez. He has been pretty crazy so far, and I'm pretty excited what he can do for them, and this is Jason Dominguez.
Driven out to left field and deep, going back.
Jason Dominguez, 20 years old, gets brought up a few days ago. First at bat in his first at bat hits a home run in the major leagues against Justin Verlander, I believe it was. So what an at bat! He is a phenom for sure. He's only 20 years old, and he posts pretty good numbers in the minor leagues as well. 15 home runs, 76 RBIs with 40 stolen bases at a .265 average. Not that bad, but an .802 OPS. That was looking really good for him. And he did most of that in AAA too, some of it in AAA. So I'm pretty impressed by that as well. This guy, is he going to be a good ad for the Yankees? So, well, they wavered. Harrison Bader, obviously, they didn't need him anymore because they brought up Jason Dominguez. And the playoffs are trying to contend in a playoff spot, but I highly doubt they will make the playoff spot, but I think they're still trying. With Harrison Bader DFA'd or wavered, they brought up Jason Dominguez, and they're hoping that he will be the player that they need, and I think he is. I mean, if he stays healthy a full season, I expect 20 to 30 home runs, a decent batting average. And he reminds me, sounds crazy, but he reminds me of a little bit of an Aaron Judge, to be honest, just because of how big he is, how strong he is, even though he's not 6'5". He's big and strong and packs a lot of power, only being 5'9", but 190 pounds. The power is there. He is the Martian, and he's going to be a great ad. I don't know how good of an ad he'll be, but if he gets a full season under his belt in the major leagues, I would be pretty scared if I was a posting team for them. That's our thing on Jason Dominguez. He is a big help, and I expect if he stays healthy the whole season, he can play one full 2024 season. I expect 20 home runs, .260 batting average, and starting in left field or right field for the team. We could talk. I'm going to talk about Shohei Ohtani's stats just because the stats are just crazy. So he did have UCL surgery on his throwing arm, so he cannot play. He cannot pitch, I mean, but he is going through the pain, and he is hitting, is he hitting. He had 44 home runs, 95 RBIs, 20 stolen bases, and a .304 average, but a 1,000 OPS, and I believe the average is 7, I don't know exactly, I think it's 7-something, maybe slow 8s, and he is doing amazing. He's the best two-way player. He's the best player in baseball. I remember last year, I didn't talk smack about him, but there's something I feel like was really fishy with him. I don't know. I went to LA, watched him play. That rhymed. But he is, oh my goodness. So he pitched 3 innings and I watched him in LA, and that's where he tore his UCL when I watched that game. So he will not pitch for the remaining of the season, which could kind of remain a factor during the free agent season. Like, okay, well, some team, the Dodgers, are going to try to pick him up. Well, should we not pick him up because he may get this injury again? Should we not spend $500 million on this guy because he might not be able to pitch as much? That's a question they're going to ask. But he's still worth $300 to $400 million. I'd be happy if I was Ohtani just to get that. Just for his hitting. 44, he's going to win MVP for his hitting, and he'll get some Cy Young votes for his pitching. I mean, this guy's crazy. He's 6'4", 210. That's another big thing. I watch him play, and he's huge. He's big. And also, I mean, a 3.14 ERA for pitching and 167 strikeouts in 130 innings, that's also crazy. So it's just, it's almost scary to watch. You know, it's like, he's a cheat code for baseball, without a doubt. He is one of a player, I would say, one of a 7 to 8 generations player. So if you have a chance to watch this guy play, or even just watch him hit, because you'll tell your grandkids, your kids from 30, 40, 50, even 100 years from now on, way more than that, actually, that this guy is the best player that'll ever play baseball on planet Earth, in my opinion. So he's going to win AL MVP, I think, easily. The only guy that's trying to earn a spot there maybe is Adolis Garcia, I would say. But he will win MVP anomalously, or whatever the word is for that. But the NL, that's going to be a lot tougher, because you got Ronald Acuna Jr., who has broken history, and you got Mookie Betts, the most fan favorite loving player, actually might have a better, has might be having a better season than the guy who just broke history. Yeah, you heard that right. But first, let's talk about the. Should we talk about Ronald Acuna Jr. first or Mookie Betts? Let's talk about Mookie Betts. So let's look at his stats right now. So. First thing that jumps out is me as a player, as a guy that likes to watch players on TV and in real life. He is also a phenomenal fielder, so I think we could talk about that first. Not only is like a 3-4 Gold Glove winner in right field, he's also an excellent second baseman. So he's been playing right and second, and one of the best arms in baseball. Just that, and as the fact, will make you start for the Dodgers, I would say. But not only that. He has 38 home runs, 99 RBIs, and 316 average, and 1,025 OPS. I mean, this guy, it's crazy. So if he ends a season with 40 home runs and 100 RBIs and ends the batting year above 300, and with that arm, in my opinion, looking at a pretty good MVP. I think, I'm pretty sure I said Cy Young before. I meant MVP winner on Mookie Betts. Maybe. But those stats are pretty crazy, but if you go to Ronald Acuna Jr., it's almost maybe crazier. So you look at the home runs with Ronald Acuna Jr., it's 32, slightly less than Mookie Betts, and 85 RBIs, a great deal less than Mookie Betts, but also because Ronald Acuna Jr., actually, they both bat leadoff, so never mind. But the batting average is 335 with 63 stolen bases, so 53 more stolen bases than Mookie Betts, and about 20, almost 30 points better than Mookie Betts in the average column. But his OPS is also way less. But the thing that's pretty crazy to me, the reason that Ronald Acuna Jr. is going to have a big chunk of the votes, I think maybe, for MVP, is because he has broken history. He has been the first ever 30-60 home run stolen base club ever. Just that stat alone will give you MVP votes. If he wasn't the first one ever, I'm like, I don't know if I should vote for him, because like, he has great stats, but just the stolen base, it just gets you. And also the 335 batting average. It's crazy. But let's really compare on these two players. Mookie Betts, 38 home runs. Ronald Acuna Jr., 32. RBIs, 99 for Mookie Betts, 85 for Ronald Acuna Jr., 63 stolen bases for Ronald Acuna Jr., and only 10 for Mookie Betts, but a 316 average for Mookie Betts and a 335 for Ronald Acuna Jr., and the OPS is also better for Mets. For Betts. So I think Betts has one, two, three stat columns in his favor, and Ronald Acuna Jr. has two stat, or not major stat columns, but pretty big ones. You know, if you go on MLB.com, those stats, the biggest ones are there. It's 3-2 on the stat columns for there. So Mookie Betts kind of gets the upper hand, and I would say if you were to ask me who would I vote for to win MVP, I'm sorry to whoever is not going to like me for this, but I would vote for Mookie Betts. It's just crazy to me that he's having a season like this. I mean, he never posts numbers where he get 40 home runs and have 100 RBIs. I mean, yes, he's had great years where he hits 30 home runs, all close to 100 RBIs, sometimes more than that. But this season has been phenomenal. I mean, he could end the year with more than 40 home runs and more than 100 RBIs and end the year batting 320-ish. I mean, this is an MVP caliber season easily, for my opinion. And yes, Ronald Acuna Jr. has broken history, the first 30-60 club ever, but I think it belongs to Mookie Betts, which is crazy to me. I mean, literally Ronald Acuna Jr. broke history, and he might not win MVP. But who knows? It's going to be really close, and whoever it goes, which way it goes, I think I will still be happy. But now we're going to talk about the NL post or the postseason NL watch, which is really close in my predictions on who's going to make the position of wild card. So 2023 added a new playoff rule, I guess you could say, is instead of being one wild card team from the NL and the AL that could, you know, stand their chance in the playoffs against the top teams, they added three wild card teams, so six wild card teams, including the AL and the NL, to go in the playoffs. And before I talk about the postseason areas, I'm going to talk about why I don't like that rule. Number one reason is I like wild card teams that are wild card teams. I don't like, I mean, who wants to really watch three wild card teams? I mean, you can make the argument. It's fun, though, because people that aren't that good can try to make a chance for the playoffs. That part, that's true. But you have six teams having a similar record and making the trying to make the playoffs. I think there should be one wildcard team, and here's another reason why. Playoffs are super fun to watch, but there's over sometimes 15 to 20 games in the playoffs to watch if you're going to Game 7 most of those series. And just to add six more teams is going to make the playoffs even lengthier and probably more injuries, because you're going to play more games with the pitchers. Injuries are more bound to happen. That's just a thought. I don't know if that'll happen, but there's going to be more games. It could be more boring for the average MLB fan, just because it's going to be longer games. But, I mean, that aside, let's talk about the NL wild card. So the Phillies pretty much have locked it down on the NL wildcard spot. They're 5.5 games in front in the first wildcard spot, so they are 99% sure. I mean, I can go on FanGraphs or whatever and look it up, but I can almost guarantee they're going to make the playoffs. But then it's the Cubs in the second wildcard spot, who, pretty crazy story, I believe, I can't remember, I'm pretty sure it was the Cubs. I can't remember if it was this year or last year, to be honest. But I predicted the Cubs to be a very underrated team, and they have been a very underrated team a lot. They are 73-64 and three games ahead in the second wild card spot. So two wild card spots pretty much guaranteed. I believe I saw it. It was 75% chance of the Cubs making the playoffs, which to me is impressive. I think that's great. But this is where it gets tricky. There are four teams tied in the third wild card spot with all of the same winning percentage, or, you know, percentage or whatever. Not the same record, though, because the Reds have the most wins, but they also have more losses. But the Diamondbacks are tied in the third wild card spot, so are the Marlins, so are the Giants, and so are the Cincinnati Reds. It's just so tough. It's crazy to me. So, beginning of the year, I said the Diamondbacks would make a playoff push. And I actually predicted them to be in second place, I believe, winning 87 games. And I think they're predicted to win 84. But that's pretty close. So let's be honest. Good job to me. You can give me a hand of applause for that. But the biggest thing here, who deserves the third wild card spot the most? The Reds or the Reds? They have been the most... They're probably the most young, talented team in baseball right now. They got Ellie De La Cruz, Spencer Steer, Matt McClain. The guys are coming out of nowhere from the rookies and posting great numbers in the majors. A very young, talented team. Or is it the Giants, who have a little bit here and there veteran-based players or phenom rookies that are leading the way, like Patrick Bailey, Luis Matos, or Casey Schmidt? Or is it the Marlins have an underrated roster that I picked up some decent guys like Yuri Gurriel or Luis Rise, who's the batting average champion right now? Or is it the Diamondbacks, which have probably the first or second best young talented roster in the NL and have a Rookie of the Year winner on their team, Corbin Carroll? Which team deserves it the most? So I decided this on hitting. I went on hitting and pitching. So I'm like, who deserves it on hitting and who deserves it on pitching? And then we'll combine it. So Reds pitching is bad. Reds hitting is good. The hitting is 7 out of 10. Pitching is about 5. The Giants pitching is probably a 7. Hitting is probably a 6. Marlins, actually, I'll just go overall. So the Reds, I give a 7. Giants, I give an 8. The Marlins, I give a 7. Diamondbacks, I give an 8. I think the Diamondbacks deserve the third wild card spot the most, but here is the main reason why. As much as it pains me to say this because I'm a Reds fan, they just don't deserve it. I mean, I think I would love to see them make the playoffs more than anything because their young rookies are literally leading the way to success without a doubt. But they also have a negative 37 run differential, and the rookies can only pave the way for so long. And the Graham Ashcraft, Brandon Williamson, Nick Lodolo, Hunter Green, one other, I forget, starter is hurt. They have five starters hurt right now, like five starter pitchers. So they brought up Connor Phillips, Lyon Richardson. They're starting a bullpen game. Like, this roster is falling apart. Jonathan India's hurt, Matt McClain's hurt. I mean, if they're healthy, honestly, they are one of the best teams, arguably the top five best teams in baseball, to be honest. But they cannot, they don't know how long they can stay healthy for. I think they're out of it because they're pitching. But I think the Diamondbacks are going to make it because their pitching is decent. They got Stott, who is a new starter that's really helping them, and they have Merrill Kelly, one of the most underrated pitchers in baseball, starting pitching, and then Zach Gallen, who I think is incredibly overrated, but might win Cy Young this year. Does not have very good ERA, but a Rookie of the Year winner and a Cy Young candidate does jumble with very, very good together. So that's why I think they're gonna have the third wild card spot. And to me, I think they deserve it. They've been playing their heart out, and they've been playing the Dodgers a lot. And are they in second or third? They are in second place in their division. Well, I guess with the Giants. Everyone thought the Padres were going to make it there, but they have not. It's pretty crazy. I think it's going to go Phillies, Cubs, Diamondbacks. Next, a player to watch, Nolan Schnull. I want to say that's his name. I have his stats pulled up here somewhere. Nolan Schnull. Well, I need to find it. But this guy is a walk king, to be honest. I watched this guy in LA also, and he actually had a few errors. But this guy, he walks a ton. I mean, he has a 33.3 walk percentage right now, which is in and of itself is great. Only a 8.3 K percentage, 146 WRC plus. A WAR of 0.1. Not that that's great, but he also has a decent batting average. Batting .273. Yes, he's only played 17 games. That's not great. But if you look at his predictions, I think his predictions on here somewhere. I can't find it actually. But he has incredible plate discipline. I mean, phenomenal. And I think he's really good. His speed is great. Raw power is amazing. Hit is decent, but he is a very special player to watch because he knows the strike zone perfectly well, and when maybe if the robot umps come, he'll know it even better, which is pretty crazy. So I would say watch Nolan Schnull, the first baseman for the Angels. Watch him because he might show some. Just watch him in the future because he's going to be a good player. The Twins. They have the most underrated roster in baseball? Let's take a look. So, let's look at your starters. You got Sonny Gray, who is a Cy Young candidate. Won't win it, though, but might have a chance. But 2.92 ERA, 156 strikeouts, 157 innings, and 7 wins, 6 losses. He is actually looking quite good. That's one starter for this team. And we need to get back to it. And Pablo Lopez, Dallas Keuchel, Joe Ryan. I mean, very good starters. You're looking at Joe Ryan, a second year in the big leagues, posting a 4 ERA. Pablo Lopez, an all-star, posting about 3 ERA. Dallas Keuchel got brought up from AAA, and actually, well, his last outing was really bad. But he's been good besides that last one. 5 innings, no runs against the Rangers, and 6 innings, no runs against the Pirates. But then against the Rangers, again, he went 3 innings and then gave up 5 runs. But he has a 5 ERA. But he is a very, very good pitch to hit, weak like contact pitcher. So that's what I like from him. And then also got Sonny Gray. So the pitching itself is there. One of the best in baseball, in my opinion, the AL. And then you got Carlos Correa, Kyle Farmer, Royce Lewis, a top prospect that I'm super high on. He is a grand slam hitter. If you know, you know. 10 home runs, 33 RBIs, and 163 at-bats, and is batting .307. If this guy stays healthy, he is also a phenomenal player. Donnie Barrels on this team as well. Not posting numbers like we thought he would. I mean, he's still posting good numbers. .294, though, but 5 home runs and 33 RBIs. He's playing every day, mostly at first, which is interesting. And then you got Joey Gallo, who's still playing well. He's playing well. He's 6'5", guys, 20 home runs. Wait, this is weird. He has 20 home runs and only 38 RBIs. Huh. But he's also batting .172. So everyone was thinking because he had a really first good, like a first really first game of the season, he had like a home run, had like a 400-foot home run. It was crazy. Yeah, not doing that good average-wise. But 20 home runs and 38 RBIs, that's really weird, actually. And then Jordan Laplu, also a very good left fielder for them. Well, not as of late, but I like him a lot. So if you look at this, I mean, they are also having a decent record right now. I mean, everyone looks at the AL Central and be like, oh, it's super bad. You know, you got the Twins and the Guardians. You know, they're all trying to make the playoffs, and the Guardians are below 500. And only five games out. Well, I mean, yeah, that's true. But the Twins, they're 71-66. And if you go on any other division, they'd be in pretty much in second. And they would be in second place. Actually, they'd be in second place in the NL West. They'd be in third place in the NL East. And they'd be in third place in the NL Central. So, I mean, yes, they don't have the best record, but they don't have a bad record, if you know what I mean. A plus 51 run differential, they still don't look that bad. The Twins, I would say be careful of them because this roster is underratingly good. Their hitting needs some work, but I think their pitching is there. You also got Johan Duran, one of the best closers in baseball, 2.60 ERA, 75 strikeouts, only 55 innings. Wow, that's crazy. But he's been really good also. Very underrated team, be careful of them. Now we're going to stat and standing leaders. Average, we got Luis Arraez batting 356. We all wanted to see him hit 400, but that's not happening. Corey Seager and Freddie Freeman are just right behind him, though. I believe it's 344 or something like that. You got home runs tied. Shohei Ohtani and Matt Olson both with 44 home runs. Absolutely crazy to me. RBIs, who's winning? That is Matt Olson with 113. He's been a great ad for the Braves, and losing Freddie Freeman, they got a great ad instead. Stolen bases, Ronald Acuna Jr. with 63. He is quite the ball player. Possible MVP? Who knows? Blake Snell with the best ERA in baseball. I know you guys are surprised. I know he walks a ton, but he's not give up runs with 2.50 ERA. Spencer Strider with the most wins, 16. Also, Spencer Strider with the most strikeouts, 245 strikeouts. That is crazy. I believe he was the fastest player to have, like, I don't know. I think it was the fastest player to have 200 strikeouts. He was the quickest player ever to have 200 strikeouts in a single season or something like that. Manuel Clase, the saves leader with 37. And then who has the most errors? CJ Abrams with 20. He is a good fielder, though, so that doesn't worry me too much. But pretty crazy. I mean, that Luis Arraez, and then it goes Matt Olson, Shohei Ohtani, Matt Olson, Acuna, Snell, Strider, Clase. Baseball is fun. I'm actually going to go with my friend's house to watch the Mariners versus Reds game today at 1. If I get that posted by this time and you hear it, please watch that game because I think the Reds are going to get crushed just because they're having a bullpen day. But the Cubs are playing the Giants, and I really hope the Cubs win. I never thought I'd say this because the Cubs are probably going to be in the playoffs and the Giants maybe, and we're trying to beat the Giants in that third wild card spot. So, Come on, Justin Steele. Justin Steele versus Logan Webb. I actually have to watch again. That's going to be really good. But thank you for listening to MLB from CD Baseball. Please share this podcast or let it be known. And, yes, thank you for listening.